Strabane 35, Virginia 10, outscoring their visitors by 5-1, and overall a very good performance by Strabane. I was just talking to the Virginia coach there, and I was making a comment that if it had been a dry day, this would have been a great game of rugby, because both teams, I know Virginia lost by 33 points to 10, but they still ran the ball very well, and certainly it would have been an even better game than it was. I mean, certainly... Considering the conditions, both sides were prepared to open the ball, run the ball, and certainly up front that there was no prisoners taken. A good solid game, both in the tight and in the loose. It was Strabane who led by 19 points to 3 at half time. They opened the scoring after 10 minutes when, after some good forward driving, prop Jimmy Hamilton got over with skipper Alistair Ferguson converting to make it 7 points to 0. Hooker Gary Smith then was rather unlucky not to get over. He just had a foot in touch as he dived for the corner, but obviously that try was pulled back. But on 25 minutes, Strabane forced a 5-metre scrum and a very concerted shove, so number 8 Gordon Black touched down. Ferguson's conversion was wide. Fergus Hennessy, the Virginia at half then, had the first points for his team when he converted to make it 12 points to 3. But then just on the stroke of half-time, Strabane got a very vital score. James Perry made an absolutely searing break from inside his own half down the right-hand side, and with only the full-back to beat, he passed the winger Nathan Cummins, and he went over, and Hamilton with a superb touchline conversion made it set 19 points to 3. Hennessy was wide then after 43 minutes with quite an easy kick for a person of his ability, but in 55 minutes then, Virginia, who had put in a very strong 5-minute spell inside the Strabane 22. They were given two penalties which they decided to run. The first one Strabane were penalised, and on the second occasion it was out half Hennessy who got himself over the line and converted himself, so that brought it back to 19 points to 10. And you know, it was still nearly 20 minutes to go. The game was very much in the balance, but Strabane hit back in the best possible way, as they say, when their scrum half Davy Craig broke on halfway after picking up a loose ball. He made enough ground to outpace most of the defence, passing to winger Rory Lynch, and he went over Hamilton converting 26 points to 10, and more importantly they had a bonus point as well. And then with about 2 minutes to go, the ball then was moved wide again from a good piece of play in the Roos going left, and it was Perry who finished off in the corner. Hamilton again converted, and that made it 33 points to 10. So 5 tries and 4 conversions for Strabane, a penalty and a converted try for Virginia, but certainly a very, very good performance. Coach Paul O'Kane will be absolutely delighted. That's 2 big 30-point wins for Strabane at the start of this rugby championship, and certainly they'll be pleased with that. From Virginia's point of view, I was very impressed. I think they're a well-organised side, and certainly there'll be a lot more sides in that division who'll know how good they are before the end of the league campaign. Final score, Strabane 33, Virginia 10. And the final score from the Aviva and Dublin PGA, unfortunately, was Wanderers 71, City of Derry 3.